Good day. I'm Andrew James Sawyers with GIS Midday News for Tuesday, August 21. Coming up, basic schools to benefit from grant funding, more community-based homework centers to be established, and math teachers urged to adopt new subject assessment standards. The news in detail after the break.
You sitting here all by yourself?
Just doing some business at NHT.
NHT? This time of the night?
I saw this nice piece of land today. So I'm using the NHT app to see how much I can get to buy it and then build.
NHT has an app?
Yes, see it here.
OMG! This calls for celebration! I wonder if I could download it and check my contributions.
Yes! NHT is now on your Android phone. Check your contributions, loan affordability, and more whenever, wherever. Download today.
Now the news. Six basic schools are benefiting from grant funding of close to $1.5 million to assist with their Early Childhood Commission ECC certification. The fund was provided through the United Way of Jamaica and will benefit schools from St. Andrew, Trelawney, St. Catherine and Clarendon. At the handover ceremony held recently, Chairman of the ECC Tricia Williams-Singh says the investments will continue to fill critical gaps in the country's development goals.
Undoubtedly, this contribution of $1,472,000 will go a far way in helping all these institutions, especially the six, to attain the 12 legal operating standard. By the government, it is law.
Administrators will use the money to improve the safety and learning environments for the upcoming school year. Improvements to the schools will impact over 400 students and teachers. The National Parenting Support Commission, NPSC, is partnering with Youth Innovation Centers, YIC, to establish more community-based homework centers across the country next year. Chief Executive Officer of the NPSC, Keisha Carr, says the centers will be located within the YICs in each parish. All parishes, with the exception of Kingston and St. Andrew, currently have a center. To date, six homework centers have already been established.
They really provide academic support, tutoring, mentoring, as well as other co-curricular activities. For example, the homework center in Spanish Town, we have established a recording studio. And so in addition to the homework, students who have interest in the music industry, not just singing, but engineering, the studio aspect of it, can come in and be trained.
Ms. Carr was speaking in a recent GIS think tank session. National Mathematics Coordinator Dr. Tamika Benjamin is urging teachers to adopt the new subject assessment standards, which aim to improve student performance over the long term. Dr. Benjamin says, among other things, the new standards will help students learn the critical thinking skills necessary to sit the primary exit profile PEP. She is also urging private sector stakeholders to partner with the Education Ministry through public-private partnerships to support the thrust to boost mathematics performances across the island.
The practices emphasize that mathematics learning is a lot more than just the ability to follow a set of procedures, but students must be able to demonstrate mathematical competence in their ability to reason and apply the knowledge that they have gained in unfamiliar contexts.
Dr. Benjamin was speaking at the launch of the Mathematics Development Program at Mona Visitors Lodge in St. Andrew recently. And the government has expressed condolences to the relatives and friends of Christian Chakala, his Jamaican-born wife, Donna Monroe, and their 9-year-old daughter, Crystal, who were among the 43 casualties following the collapse of a bridge in Genoa, Italy, on August 15. A recent press release from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs outlined that the bodies of the three were among the last to be recovered from the scene of the accident during rescue efforts on Monday. Noting that representatives of both families are currently in Italy, the release added that Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, has been communicating with relatives of the family through the ambassador in Geneva, as well as Jamaica's honorary consul in Rome, as well as offering support. However, the foreign ministry says, in light of the Italian citizenship of the family, the Italian government has taken charge of the situation and has assigned a Red Cross representative to provide additional support. The ministry says it will provide further information to the public as the family may deem appropriate. That was GIS News. I'm Andrew James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.